Hello everyone and welcome to episode 39 of the Peer Geek Podcast, and as always, an absolute pleasure to be here, and I really thank you for taking the time out of your day, night, afternoon to join us as we dive into another action-packed episode featuring some of the stuff that I wished I could have done when I was at school. Now, a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about today has been spoken about in other episodes and blog posts, webinars, etc. But I want to break down the things that I personally wish I could have done. And all of these things are going to be sort of referenced with stories that happened during my childhood or during my time as a teenager and how I wish that could have been enhanced through the use of various technologies. Now, as always, you can head along to the blog at thepeergeek.com/39 for all of the show notes and any of the links mentioned throughout today's episode. All right, let's dive into it. Now, when I was growing up, I was a massive fan of two sports. Now, obviously, I played lots of other sports and was, a really big sport fan in general. But the two sports that I played were track and field, and more specifically, I was a 400 meter and 800 meter runner. And also Australian rules football. And everything was sort of wrapped around those. You know, one was a winter sport and one was a summer sport. And I would sort of transition between the two of them. And, really interested in sort of training for them and improving as much as I possibly could. And had lots of success with track and field, representing the state, in the Australian Championships and so on. And absolutely loved it. And to be honest, one of the really exciting things for me was being able to actually see my own performance. Now, as a teenager and an early teenager, you can obviously imagine how powerful it is to see your performance. But in those days, it was a little bit more difficult. And I actually remember getting a video camera and we'd sort of borrowed it from a family friend and we'd taken it to one of my athletic meets. And this particular athletic meet, I was running the 400 meters and I'd filmed it. Oh, well, I didn't film it, obviously, because I was running, but it had been filmed. And I remember watching that tape, and it was a tape, and it was so difficult to get the footage and make a recording of it onto an actual VHS. But I remember watching that over and over and over and looking at it and seeing my technique and, this was something that I couldn't really do all that well because, the video camera didn't really record high frame rate. So, I was seeing my footage and I was trying to rewind it back and forth with my VHS, seeing how my start looked and then seeing how that basically equated into my performance. And it was really motivational and it meant that I ended up going back to training that next time and was really inspired to try as hard as I could to improve. And even though I couldn't really get a lot from the video, the motivational aspect was massive. And I think that definitely translates into the classrooms of today. So that's why I'm a big fan of video. And that's why I love to include it in the class, because no matter what, we do like to see ourselves. Students especially like to see what they look like when they're involved in physical activity. And for a long time, it was difficult. But, I wish I had been in a situation to be able to use something like UberSense. And, we've spoken about UberSense over and over. But if I had been in that situation to be able to record my sprint start and be able to look at it frame by frame and measure the angle of my knee, and focus in on the start and see how I could improve because of that, I would have been all over it, especially if I had been in a situation to do a side-by-side comparison to Michael Johnson, who was my absolute idol of a 400-meter runner. And, I would always talk about how far I was behind him in terms of, seconds and so forth. And it would have been magical to be able to measure side by side in UberSense or another video analysis app and be able to compare that. And I think it's something that we can definitely look at, including into our own students' lives now. That definitely translates, but for us, we've got it really easy. We can do this. We can actually have someone, a student, high performer, just a general class, student, compare themselves to an elite athlete and see how motivational that would be. On the flip side of that, I mean, I would love to have been able to use BAM Video Delay. And I mean, BAM Video Delay is my ultimate app. Obviously, it lets you time shift the video replay of up to 2 minutes, which means that you could, you know, do a performance and then you've got however long your delay is set to get to the iPad and review it. And I would have loved to have been able to do this and use it in the triple jump, long jump setting, because that was actually another one of the events that I participated in when the events weren't clashing with the 400 and 800 meters. And I mean, I could just imagine how powerful it would have been to sit at the side of the track, hone it in on my three phases of the triple jump and be able to review it on a 30-second delay. I would have got so much from that, and I'm absolutely excited that this is something that we can integrate into our students' classes. And on the very same token, I mean, another video-based app that I would love to have seen is SlowPro, and just the ability to be able to slow something right down, you know, to up to 500 frames per second and see what it actually looked like to do a, you know, a successful long jump or a successful stride over a 400 meter hurdle. I mean, these are things that I grew up not knowing what they're supposed to look like, not knowing that this is, you know, the appropriate technique besides what I would see at, you know, Olympic level. And, you know, I never got to see myself really in a performance. And that's quite sad, but that's just how technology evolves and how accessible it becomes. Now, also, I actually remember at one stage getting a pedometer inside of some sort of cereal box or something along those lines. It was a breakfast cereal, and there was a pedometer inside of it, which is a bit weird, but I really didn't know what it was, and I remember getting it and putting it on and wearing it for the next few weeks, and was sort of fascinated with that level of data that I was able to collect from something that basically was pretty unobtrusive. You know, you would forget that I had it on, and I would be able to sort of look at it and see that I had accrued so many steps. And I think about the opportunities now and how powerful it would have been to be able to wear something like a Fitbit Flex or wear something like an Apple Watch and be able to accrue so much more than just the step count, but also, you know, intensity of those actions. You know, in the example of the Fitbit Flex, you could be accruing heart rate throughout the duration of the day. I mean, these are things that I could never even have imagined when I was a high school student being able to get, but I could imagine that if I had have been in that position, it would have been fantastic and would have been a great way to learn about the things that I was learning about at high school. Because at that time we were learning about how physically active you needed to be throughout the day, and what better way to have been able to look at this than be able to measure and get real quantifiable data about my own physical activity. I mean, I just would have absolutely killed to be in a position to get that. And then take that into the whole idea of being able to track your sleep through the same devices, you know, the Jawbone devices, the Fitbit Flexes, etc., have the ability to be worn while you sleep, and then they track your cycle. I would have loved that. I would have seriously loved to be able to measure that type of data, and it probably would have led to me sleeping even more and making more you know, progress in terms of other aspects of my health, because I'm dramatically influenced by information and data that I see related to my own health. These things change how I perceive myself, and as a teenager that would have really influenced me so much. So I'm really excited by schools who are looking at what they can do with this particular information. I mean, our school has been pretty fortunate to have a couple of Fitbit devices that we have rolled out to student populations, and you know, they have basically rotated them through the class. You know, a student wears them for a day or a week, and then they pass it on to the next student, and then they use that data for some sort of personal project. But you know, I've seen schools that are actually issuing some sort of health tracking device as part of the essential items of their school year. So rather than textbooks or whatever it may be for physical education, you know, they're actually saying that, you know, all students need to come with a Fitbit Charge or a Fitbit Flex or you know, something else along those lines that they can then use in really powerful ways to gather data. So that's the second thing that I wished I could have had, and that's being able to have some sort of device to capture all of the amazing metrics that are making up my day as a teenager. Now, the third thing I wished I could have been able to do was utilize some sort of heart rate monitoring system during my training. Now, I mean, I briefly spoke about, you know, heart rate monitoring on devices like Fitbit Charges and so on, which are sort of, you know, to show you how you're going throughout the day. But I would have loved to have had a heart rate monitor for training purposes. And in particular, during 400 meter training, which I used to do three times a week, it would have been great to be able to have that data to talk about, improving my times and how I could have, you know, ran to specific heart zones and so forth to activate different energy systems and train appropriately to that particular sport. Now, I mean, I eventually got to the stage where I did get my first ever heart rate monitor. And I mean, it was a chest strap heart rate monitor. I used to wear it, sort of for training purposes. But at that stage, I was, you know, pretty much an adult, and I wasn't competing to the same level that I was. So it had sort of worn off my desire and my need for it, and basically been translated into something that was just about my own interests in training and improving. So I would have loved to have been able to have a heart rate monitor, and I would have loved to have been in a class where Polar H7 devices existed. You know, I think about my physical education classes when I was at school, and there was nothing that we could use or nothing that we had in the class that basically enabled us to be measured on the sort of physical activity that we were doing at all. I mean, our teacher would have no idea, besides their own sort of observations, who was being active, who wasn't. And I would have loved to have been in a situation to be rewarded for and be, you know, very clearly acknowledged for the amount of enthusiasm and dedication I had to being active throughout the entire session. And by wearing something like a Polar H7, it would have enabled me to be able to see that and be able to, you know, clearly identify to my teacher that that I was putting in and showing, you know, as much effort as I possibly could. So a Polar H7 would be a massive part of my, you know, if I could go back now and have today's technology, I would love to see how I use that in my own learning. Now, the final thing that I wished I could have been able to be part of is this whole idea of gamification. And growing up, I was a massive video game fan. I still remember that Christmas day in sort of 1990 or 1991 when I got my first ever video game. And at that point, I didn't even know what they were. And we got the first ever Nintendo Entertainment System, my brother and I. And I still remember it. We opened it up. We didn't even know what it was. But little did we know that it would become something that we were super interested in. Mum was pretty strict on how much time we could spend on it, but it was something that we really enjoyed doing. And I think the reason being is that video games are really immersive. I mean, we felt like we were in these games that we were playing. And I would love to be in a position to have been at school with the sort of level of games that we have now and sort of participating in something like Active Globe, which is completely centered around gamification and focused at the primary school setting or the elementary school setting and trying to get kids active and earning badges and certificates and so forth for their physical activity. I would have dived into that like you wouldn't believe, and think it presents a really good opportunity for learning and for education and for physical activity in ways that we haven't really explored as fully as we might have liked. Conversely, you know, something else I would have loved to have done is had a mobile device like an iPhone or an iPad to be able to play a game like Zombies Run, which is the, you know, game where you're set in a post-apocalyptic world, put your headphones in, off you go for a run, and you're not just running for the sake of running, which I used to do, but you're now running to save humanity, and the game basically integrates into your actual run. And makes it feel as though you are being chased by this, you know, crazy zombie infestation. So I think that would have been really motivational to me. And I know that it's definitely been motivational to students, and particularly in my own classes where this whole idea of gamification has been added, and anything that has that element has been really sort of addictive to students, and addictive for really good reasons. And I know for a fact that that would have definitely worked with me. And finally, the last thing that I wish I could have had or had access to or done or used when I was at school was social networks. And I mean, I am a big social network fan now. Obviously, I love Twitter. That's my primary source of social networks. But I also do have, you know, an interest in Facebook, and I follow a number of people who I admire, Olympic athletes and so forth, and other people in different industries. And I would have done exactly that when I was a young kid. You know, I still remember handwriting a letter to Maurice Greene, following his, you know, his world record runs and so forth. And I mean, I'd never heard anything back. I don't know if they even turned up at the right location, but I still remember handwriting a letter to Olympic athletes and sending them off and not knowing whether or not they made it. And I know for a fact that had I been around today, I would have, you know, been able to send a tweet to some of these people or send an email and had, you know, possibly even an exchange with some of the elite athletes I was following. And I know for a fact that that would have motivated me to train more, to try harder, and ultimately have improved. So there's a number of things that I really wished I could have done when I was at school. I think the great part about it is that although I am no longer a student, I'm still a learner. I still appreciate learning about these things, and I still actually actively try and improve and learn something every single day. So while I may not be in the classroom, while I may not have the opportunity to use these in that setting, I still feel that I get to do that. And I still feel that I get to actually influence people to have those experiences that ultimately I would have loved when I was a student. So whenever I'm looking at introducing some sort of new tool, some sort of new opportunity, I do put myself in the student's shoes and think, you know, is this something that I would have appreciated when I was at school? I know things are a little bit different now, but you know, what's the benefit that they're going to experience through this? Is it going to engage them? Is it going to make my job easier? They're all things that I think are pretty important. And I urge you to go and check out and think about the things that you did when you were at school, and think about what you would have liked to have done. You know, would you have liked to have used the various apps that we've spoken about? Would you have liked to have tried various, you know, forms of technology, and challenge yourself to think, you know, if you didn't, or you weren't interested in those things, you know, why would your students be now? You know, there should be some sort of connection between what you liked back then and you know, what they ultimately liked. And I think those teachers that are really, you know, willing to put themselves in those situations are ultimately, you know, moving in the right direction in terms of thinking about how best to serve their students. All right, as always, you can head along to thepeergeek.com/episode39, where you can get a complete episode transcript as well as links to the various apps and resources that we've spoken about. See you later.